This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. This is The Truman Show with Truman Jones. A look at the politics, news, sports, and people that are shaping Rutherford County. Now your host, Truman Jones.
Good afternoon, Rutherford County. I want to let you know that the first part of the show is brought to you by Pirtle and Howard and Automotive, 2006 North Main Street in Shevaville, Tennessee. And you can reach them at 1-800-264-6800, toll-free, or through the internet, PirtleHowerton.com. And if you're looking for a Ford, Mercury, Chevrolet, Buick, or GMC, just take about a 20-minute drive down 231 South and on the left, just before you get into the Cheville city limits, you'll see it on your left. Go in, start a nice little conversation with them, have some coffee, and just enjoy your time there. And it'll be time worth, well worth spent. I tell you what, I'm kind of, this is going to be an unusual show because we have a lot of paperwork, a lot of data in front of us. And as most of you know, I do not like that. I like to just strictly shoot from the hip. But I have Mayor Tommy Bragg, and that's the last time you'll hear Mayor. From now on, he'll be Tommy. And I have known his family, I guess, just about my entire life, especially his dad. He was one of the people in our government that meant so much to the state of Tennessee and all the wonderful things he did, especially in the Finance Committee. But he supported the Rutherford County, Cannon County area better than anybody I've ever seen. And he's one of the few people, and I don't really call him a politician. He's a statesman. He's one of the few people that has been elected that I've never heard anybody say an unkind word about, Tommy.
Well, thank you for those kind words. He and my mom were certainly special to my brother and I, and we certainly looked up to both of them, Dad serving in the legislature and Mother keeping the home fires burning. And you're very kind to say that. We certainly remember him very well. And people are very nice, even when I go down to Nashville now to the state capitol and serve on a couple of committees down there that served with him. It's funny, lobbyists, the news media folks, the people who work in the building all remember Mr. Bragg or Chairman Bragg, and certainly it's nice to have that kind of legacy when you run for office again, Truman. And you kind of had that in your family a little bit too, so it's...
I've had a lot of that in my family.
It's not a bad thing.
But I
to
can't
have
say
happen.
That people have never said an unkind thing about me.
Sometimes when you're closer to the folks and you live in your hometown and you work, it's tough to do. But when you go, we used to say when you go off to Nashville, it wasn't a bad thing because you were kind of away from everybody.
Exactly.
But with the media today and with the bloggers and web pages and online, the world is much smaller today than it was in those days.
It's an interesting process, but we're talking about something really positive. We're talking about the history of Murfreesboro and the bicentennial, and I know that you've got a lot of work that's already been put into it, and you're continuing to the process. And we have two people here today that you have asked to be on. And we're talking about Angela Jackson, who is the Deputy Director of the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation, and Nate Williams, who is the Recreation Superintendent. And I've known Nate through church for a long time because his parents, Ralph and Lisa Williams, are two of the nicest people. And I told him before we went on the air today that his mom has the most beautiful voice I have ever heard, and if she wanted to make a living professionally, she could do it. I mean, she's one of the few people that can actually relax me by listening to her voice.
Well, I tell you what, she can sing very well, and she's the Lord's blessed her with a talent, and she uses it. I've heard it my whole life, and I never get tired of it.
Oh, did she sing to you guys?
Oh,
at home?
Absolutely. You know, she has three grandkids now.
Uh huh.
We call her the baby whisperer because she can just, you know, any baby that's upset, any kid, they are just immediately drawn to her, and she'll sing. And I mean, it's just amazing. She's we're lucky to have her.
Oh, she has the most, just being around her, the aura around her, because she's always seems, she practices what she preaches, going to church. I mean, she's just exactly what you hear in church. And Angela, it's the first time I've met you.
Well, my parents are fine folks as well.
They are.
Would you like to say something about your parents?
I actually am a, I'm a West Tennessee girl.
Sorry to hear that.
I know, but I reformed well and, you know, wisened up, found Murfreesboro on my own.
Now, how is it being with the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation? Because it is one of the most successful programs I have ever seen.
It is just an honor. It really is. We have some wonderful staff, a lot of good support from our leadership. I think I'll get that in real quick now. Just with Parks and Recreation in the city, I think our citizens value it. I think our leadership gives us the support that we need to have the good facilities, and we're definitely proud of them.
Now, Tommy was talking to me earlier about the bicentennial and how you're going to be able to put that in process and how it's going to continue for 13 months. And it's starting in October.
October. Actually, we're going to celebrate Murfreesboro's bicentennial by looking at the date that the Tennessee General Assembly named the area that we live in as the county seat of Rutherford County. At the time, Jefferson, Tennessee, up around the more navigable part of the Stones River, if there is such a thing, was the county seat. But a lot
it
of people,
was at that time.
It was. That's what I'm saying. And, and a lot of people, though, wanted a more centralized location for the county. And if you look on the map, of course, Jefferson was to the north, and it's Rutherford County is the eighth largest county in the state with 618 square miles. So they were looking for a more centralized location. And they had a meeting and decided that this area right around Murfreesboro would be the area because the family of the Lytle family gave, I believe it was 60 acres. And so Newton Cannon, who was in the General Assembly at the time, went down to the legislature and passed a bill that made Cannonsburg and named it Cannonsburg. His name was Newton Cannon. So I'm not sure why he would pass a bill to name it Cannonsburg. Can you figure that out?
Well, no, actually, if my memory serves me correctly, I think the Lytles and the Murfrees and some of the other people that were here, very prominent at the time, were really trying to give the name to the other person. And that what they were trying to do? They were trying to do the neighborly thing, if I remember right.
There's been some suggestion that perhaps he named it Cannonsburg just as a place name.
Yeah,
just to set a name to it, and so it could get done. And actually, that was done on October 17, 1811. So that'll be our kickoff day.
Now that's my mom's birthday, but she was born a little bit
Since
1919.
Well, so in November that same year, they came back and changed the name to Murfreesboro with an O-U-G-H at the end. So we're going to start in October of 2011, and we're going to go every month with a different theme for 13 months, and let me give you those themes.
Well,
because
I really like that. That's
what
great.
I'd like to do is let everybody in town and in the county participate in any way they'd like to by joining us in this bicentennial celebration. Our October kickoff that Nate is actually going to lead us in is the theme is Our Heritage, and we're going to start off on the 17th and then go with Cannonsburg with their Heritage Days. And then in November, we'll do our Beginnings. John Hood is going to lead us in that committee. Then we'll go with our teachers and our healers and our people, our military, those themes. In April next year, our faith. So we ask all of our churches and our faith communities to work together. Our arts in May, our rivers, roads, rails, and trails in June. July, our music. August, our stories, our work in September, and then finish up. Former Senator Andy Womack is leading Our Future, which we'll celebrate in October of 2012, and that'll bring our 13-month celebration of our bicentennial to a close.
Now, Howard, at this point, you do not have the final data on that, on where each celebration is going to be and those type of things yet.
The primary thing that we're trying to do is to promote the bicentennial, and then with the leadership and resources of our Parks and Recreation Department, of the Chambers Convention and Visitors Bureau, and of our Heritage Center just off the square, and the MTSU Center for Historic Preservation, bring all of that together so that if you have a group of civic or social or a volunteer organization or a business organization and you'd like to help celebrate Murfreesboro's bicentennial, if you'll call on one of those groups or call the mayor's office at 849-2629, we can help you maybe coordinate with one of those themes that fits your group.
Mm-hmm.
We're not trying to reinvent the wheel, Truman. We're trying to just to kind of piggyback on other events that are already happening, like Uncle Dave Macon Day, the Jazz Fest, our Christmas Parade. And, of course, Angela and Nate can tell you about everything else we've got. But it's evolving. And many of the events are going to be next year, so, you know, we've got plenty of time to celebrate those.
I'm looking forward to it because I love history. And I love to look back and see what really got us to the point that we are here. And this is one of the most successful communities anywhere in the country. And get us started, Nate.
Well, you know, I think it's a fitting thing. I've lived in Murfreesboro my whole life, and, you know, there are many people who have been here for a long time. And what I think is really unique about this celebration is that, you know, Murfreesboro is too important of a place and has played such a critical role in so many people's lives to dedicate, you know, a day, even a week or a month is not really appropriate to celebrate as bicentennial. So looking for a year of celebration is going to be an amazing thing, focusing on these 13 different categories. And what we're really excited about is we're going to have, like Tommy said just a second ago, we're going to have our kickoff celebration on October 17th. And it's going to be from 11:30 to 1 over at the Civic Plaza. Okay. And it's going to be a neat thing. Mayor Bragg is going to be speaking, and then Congressman Gordon's going to be coming in, giving us kind of a unique perspective on Murfreesboro that I think maybe only he could give, that national perspective. But former Mayor Reeves is going to be there and speaking, and we're going to do a couple of neat things. We're going to unveil a bicentennial flag that's going to fly over City Hall for a year. And, you know, everywhere I talk about bicentennial, everybody asks, are we going to do a times capsule? Are we going to do a time capsule? And, that's something that we've got in the works, and definitely that flag that flies over City Hall for a year will be a part of that. And it's going to be a unique thing. We're going to unveil that, and then one of the things we're really excited about is, you know, have you ever seen those shows with the really big, awesome birthday cakes and cakes of kinds, you know,
no,
where they make them huge? They've got all kinds of, they're really popular now to make these huge cakes, and a local cake decorator named Jake Walls is making our birthday cake for this celebration. So it's going to be a unique thing that we're going to have on display, and we're really excited, honored to be able to kick off this whole year with a fitting first event. And we want to encourage local businesses, people who, you know, work here, live here, play here, wherever. If Murfreesboro means something, come out here and help us get this year started off right with an awesome celebration over your lunch break. We'll feed you some cake and some light refreshments. And
so many people make use of your services. I mean, whether individuals or groups or whatever, what you offer here is not seen in too many areas.
Right.
Tommy probably doesn't remember, but I remember a time when we did not really have a Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation area. And when they started, I think
Ray Duffy and Sam Kerr were the two first folks that worked, and they were it.
And Ray Duffy is a legend in this community.
Right. And then Dennis Vernier came along, and so there were three, and then there were three. So, I mean, we've really grown to where, how many part-time employees do we have now when it's seasonal?
We have 213 part-time employees today, and 70 full-time.
And 70 full-time, just in our Parks and Recreation Department. And that doesn't include our Urban Environmental or our Street Department that takes care of a lot of things, but or the golf courses, which we have.
And everything is in use constantly.
Right.
There's a real demand for it.
It's unique here, and you talk about, you know, you look at kind of the heritage. We never have gotten away from kind of the beginning principles of what we do. And then that combined with the leadership of, you know, Lanny and Angela taking us kind of in this new direction, it's an amazing place we're going to. And I'm excited about all the services, like you said, we can offer and all the parks that people can go to all the time. It's a neat thing to be a part of.
Well, Murfreesboro is a unique sized city.
It is.
And to have the amount of park and recreation space that we have and to be able to take care of it and maintain it is certainly a credit to Lanny Goodwin and his staff. And of course, these folks who are sitting with me today are a very prime part of that. But they all take pride in it. The interesting thing, I think, again, and you and I may have talked about this before, is how much we share and cooperate among our city departments, the police department, the fire department, our city schools, water department, electric department, streets, solid waste. Everybody plays a role.
Right.
And nobody seems to care who gets the credit unless it's the city of Murfreesboro and our residents and take good care of them.
Yeah, that's one thing that I've always really loved is the people who work for the city of Murfreesboro are just like one big family.
Right.
And it doesn't seem like there are any turf issues or anything like that. They're looking for the good of the community.
One of the biggest, I got the big head one day. I had a good friend of
just
mine
one?
Years ago.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Years ago, who lived down in Laverne, and he moved to Franklin. And so he kind of got a real good big head himself because he moved over to Franklin. Well, mm-hmm. guess where he came and put the bicycle on his car and brought his children to play?
On our greenway.
He came to our greenway mm-hmm. from Franklin and mm-hmm. said, you know, we don't have anything like that over in Franklin. I've got to come over to Murfreesboro to use that. And, I mean, that really makes you feel good when you see you've got visitors, people from all over Middle Tennessee, mm-hmm. from all over the country, that come here and take advantage of our Parks and Recreation Department. Really makes you feel good.
You know, when I lived in Murfreesboro, I lived close to the Greenway.
Yes.
And
one of my neighbors, I understand.
Yes. And I used to run over to the Greenway from my house and then run the Greenway. And it was so relaxing and so nice. And I'll guarantee you, if you get out on the Greenway today, you'll run into a ton of people you know, and they'll want to talk to you while you're walking or running
right.
or biking or
riding
whatever.
Riding a bicycle. You can go right down the bike path.
And everybody is so courteous.
Yeah.
If it's a biker coming behind you, they'll let you know that they're coming around or a runner or whatever. And it's just so neat to watch the way that people react to each other.
Well, that's the way we want this bicentennial celebration mm-hmm. to be, where people get together, they come together, and they think about the fact that this city has been here for near 200 years,
mm-hmm.
That we've worked together, we've cooperated together, and we're not all individual. I mean, we've lived with each other. We've mm-hmm. had to provide services for everybody. And people, for instance, MTSU has made our city grown mm-hmm. and prosperous. Our businesses have made Murfreesboro grow and be prosperous. Mm-hmm. There's just a lot of things that go into making Murfreesboro the fun place and the historical place that it is today.
Are you going to be able to call attention to all of the old businesses that used to be on the square? Of course, the most famous, of course, is the Prince's Theater. But all of that those of us that have deep roots here used to enjoy.
Well, Angela, you might speak to that just a little bit.
I would love to. The month of September 2012, the theme of that month is Our Work, and Miss Herring at the Chamber has been working with a variety of folks to get some things planned to really honor our businesses and kind of the contribution from a historical perspective, and then also, just as you mentioned, in terms of what things are looking like today and the reason why we are what we are. So the month of September will definitely have that focus. And we have, just a lot of different things, honoring milestone members mm-hmm. of businesses in Murfreesboro mm-hmm. and some other things planned. I know Ms. Herring was talking about a then and now program on the square. We're basically looking at how a business would have done something 200 years ago versus how it's done today. Some pretty significant changes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I mean, just in my time, but you go well back before me, some of the businesses that were on the square at the time and how they have evolved. And Tommy and I actually saw a time when some of the businesses, as they got older, were going down some. But you started a program to refurbish those buildings and work with the owners of them, the businesses there. And it brought Murfreesboro into what it looks like now. I mean, it's just an absolutely beautiful town to go to.
Well, one of the things we hope to do during that month is to honor our past chamber presidents,
mm-hmm.
Those business legends that we've had, get them back together as a group, and then also to honor those businesses that have been in Murfreesboro the longest, over mm-hmm. 50 years, over 75 years. So there's a lot going on there, and it's funny, we think of a lot of, I guess it's maturity in businesses. Mm-hmm. They get bought out by a larger business. I mean, if mm-hmm. you look at our cable companies, we probably, when we started out in Murfreesboro with cable television, there might have been 12 or 15 different folks that were in the cable business.
Mm-hmm.
by area, and that's all kind of evolved into one large company, and then the satellite companies, and now AT&T has come back. But the phone company, if you think about it, mature industry. And so it's really going to be interesting to go back and honor those that have been here over 50 years, over 75 years, over 100 years, and stayed with it. You and I don't remember all this, but they said one of the reasons that they didn't want Murfreesboro to be the state capital is because they had 12 saloons on the square, and they just didn't think they could stand anymore. And they were afraid that if the legislature did meet here on a regular basis, they'd have to have more saloons on the square.
Well, at least they were taking care of their citizens back then.
That's exactly right.
Now, are you going to utilize, I'll bet you Gloria Shacklett has a part in this plan, because they have more pictures that remind you of Murfreesboro in each decade,
right,
as it grew.
Well, and we have exhibits up at our Heritage Center and at the MTSU Center for Historic Preservation. That's kind of why we went with a three-pronged attack, if you will, for resources. So you've got the Parks and Rec Department that has a ton of resources. You have the Chamber from the business aspect, and then you have the history part of it with Carol Van West and the historic, the Heritage Center and the Center for Historic Preservation. And Shacklett's other people, the church, as you know, First Presbyterians celebrating their 200th year. Many of the churches are celebrating anniversaries each year as we go through that. And we'd like for them to at least mention the fact that it's Murfreesboro's bicentennial, and if they need a special program or a speaker or somebody like that to contact me at the mayor's office, and we'll see if we can line up somebody that would have an interesting program for somebody, either the civic or volunteer church group or whatever else.
So you're actually going to set up as you go, and we were talking about it's going to be a work in progress.
Right.
How far ahead of time are you going to be before you set up times where people are going in groups are going to be able to go from one place to another to be able to enjoy that?
Angela's got a list of them now, so there'll be more.
Bless your heart, Angela.
We do.
You've got a big job.
It's not easy, but fortunately there's a lot of people on board. This Saturday we are a month out from our kickoff, so that is our target date to have the city's webpage is going to be our first real just assembly of all this information. We have a lot of activities that are planned, but that's going to be our key calendar. As more events are planned and as more details come in and changes are made throughout the year, that will be the go-to place. We'll keep it just as updated as we can, but we already have a number of events that are planned. The dates are set and contact information is there. People can go ahead and buy that 2012 calendar and fill it up already.
Listening out there, folks? Because I know there's a lot of you out there that are really interested in this, because I don't know of any place it's closer to our heart than Murfreesboro in the Rutherford County area. And I think most people out there that are listening have a story to tell, and you want to be part of what's going on here.
You know, you're talking about, you know, having a story to tell and just being able to keep the heritage that we have. We're doing a couple of events on top of our kickoff celebration in October. I'll tell you about the last one we're doing first. It's a family tree day at the St. Clair Street Senior Center.
Yeah.
What we're doing, it's 10 to 1 on October 29th, and it's a time where people can come. We're going to have a certified genealogist there and show you how to kind of track your family history and go back and then look at building a family tree. And also we're going to have a place where people can come learn how to restore old family photos and family videos to keep that heritage. And another thing we're going to do is we're going to have a media there to record stories. We're going to have it so they can record it, you know, through audio, and then also write it down just so we can have those stories. We don't lose those stories. And we're going to be giving out free tree samples that day too. So that's going to be something neat that we're going to be doing, and it's October 29th from 10 to 1. The other thing we've got is Harvest Days, which is an annual event that draws thousands of people out at Cannonsburg. It's going to be October 22nd from 10 to 5. And
this is terrific. It really
is. Really is. And what we're going to do at Harvest Days, we've got a place where all 12 months have their themes, and we can display kind of what's going on throughout the year. So if people are just generally curious about what's going on, we can have a place where they can get information and I guess we're making an announcement now that we're going to be unveiling something really big at Harvest Days this year. We're really excited. That's really to the heart of the community, and it's going to be a neat thing. And people
and
have been around for a
while. If you haven't been to Cannonsburg ever, or if you have an idea that you'd like to get the feel and the flavor and what it's like to be in a pioneer village, maybe a little bit bigger than what this area was when Murfreesboro was named the county seat, but you get an idea at Cannonsburg, and that's why we think it's a great place to help us get started with our heritage.
And there's good food, too.
Yes,
a lot of good
food out
there. Good vendors and some demonstrators. It's a neat time. It's going to be a neat day.
You know, one thing that we've really attacked a lot of time on this show is the loss of history. Because, as you know, a lot of our history comes from word of mouth that's been passed down from one family to another.
Right.
And, unfortunately, that seems to be something that's going to be lost. And what you're doing, it seems like, is giving everybody a chance to put that in the register, the history register of Rutherford County and what each family has meant to this community.
Well, you know, Indian trails went through here long before Murfreesboro was ever a dream or even a thought. And actually, government wasn't, you know, there's some today who'd like government to go back to those days, I'm sure. But the Indian trails that went through here are absolutely fabulous, started over and came through where our Discovery Center is, because that's where a spring was. They came from water to water to water hole. I mean, and so that was a kind of an interesting thing. We hope to celebrate that in our roads, rivers, rails, and trails.
You need to have Joe Nunley Jr. as one of your people.
Okay.
Do you know what a mad stone is?
No.
Yeah.
Tell me.
Brian's over. You know, rabies was a fatal disease
right
back over the years. And, of course, it's only been recently that they can actually take care of it.
Control it, right.
A mad stone came from the innards of a deer like it would come from a cat, you know, furball.
Mm-hmm.
And they would take that and mix it with buttermilk and apply it to the area where the dog or cat or whatever had bitten the individual. And it would cure them. It would pull the have you ever heard that?
No.
Now, he says it's documented. I just want to let you know that.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah,
now.
But there's so much of that we've lost over the years.
Right, right. We'll try to pick some of that up in this next 13
okay.
months.
Well, I want to let you know that part of the show is brought to you by At Home Care. It's 237 Castlewood Drive, Suite H, and that's right behind the Kroger's on Memorial Boulevard. And you can reach them at 713-4639. Or www.athomecaretennessee.com. And that's Melissa Warren's business. And she has her people go into your home if you're gotten older or maybe sick and can't take care of the normal chores at home. They go in and make sure that you can still stay at home, still have a great quality of life, and not worry about those things that are going to make you leave your residence. And it's something that's well worth the call. And the number is 713-4639.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is more than just a clinic. It's the doctors you can trust, a technician you can believe in, and a staff member who goes the extra mile. From the time someone walks in our doors, the difference becomes evident. All of our resources are used to improve the healthcare experience of our patients, and we have been a part of Rutherford and surrounding counties for over 60 years. Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
It's time. Catch the energy. Blue Raider College football.
Don't miss the Blue Raiders blackout game against rival the Western Kentucky Hilltoppers Thursday night, October 6th at MTSU's Floyd Stadium. Official blackout t-shirt and ticket packages are available now at selected locations for only $15. Tickets are on sale now.
Visit GoBlueRaiders.com or call 1-888-YES-MTSU. Tackle boredom. Catch the energy. Go Blue Raiders.
Hello, this is Jim Bryan at First Bank.
And I'm Chuck Lewis. First Bank presents Good Neighbor Events, news of what our local schools, churches, and community groups are doing.
Good Neighbor Events brought to you by First Bank. Cole Porter's Anything Goes continues at the Center for the Arts in Uptown Murfreesboro. Give them a call at 904-ARTS for information. Don't you dare miss the Burrow Blues Fest, Friday and Saturday, September the 23rd and 24th over at the Patterson Community Center. It's all free. That's the 6th annual Burrow Blues Fest, September the 23rd and 24th at the Patterson Community Center. The 4th annual Red Kettle Craft Fair is Saturday, September the 24th from 10 until 5 at the Salvation Army on the New Salem Highway at West Main. And the 7th annual Fall Garden Extravaganza is Saturday, September the 24th, 8 in the morning until 4:30 in the afternoon, over at the Lane Agripark. That's at 315 John Rice Boulevard. Not only do you learn how to be more self-sustainable through gardening and canning, you also learn how to cook more delicious and nutritious meals. The proceeds help to support the Duane Trail 4-H Scholarship Program. Once again, that's Saturday, September the 24th, from 8 in the morning until 4:30 in the afternoon at the Lane Agripark. Now, here's something. The Heart Walk is coming up on Sunday, October the 30th. That's over at Middle Tennessee Medical Center. I'm going to be there, and I'd like for you to be a part of our team. Just call me here at the radio station. It's going to be a casual walk, no heavy running or anything, right there at the Middle Tennessee Medical Center campus. And the activities begin at 1 o'clock, and the walk's at 3. Remember to get those Good Neighbor events to us at least 2 weeks before they occur. WGNS Good Neighbor Events, brought to you by First Bank.
Weather Eye.
Mainly cloudy this afternoon, high in the upper 80s. Cloudy tonight, chance of showers and storms, low near 63. Thursday, mainly cloudy, slight chance of rain. I'm WGNS meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, it's 88.
And today's special at Kirk & Burt's is our chicken tender basket. 3 hand-breaded tenders and fries for just $3.99. Need an office party or special event catered? Call us at 893-FOOD. This is Tom, and we also deliver in the Case and Lane area.
He knows Rutherford County as good as anybody. Truman Jones. It's the Truman Show here on WGNS AM and FM.
Sausage and biscuits, gravy and grits, home ground, homemade, it'll get you fits. Blueberry pancakes and corn cakes too, I'm a-licking my lips, now how about you? Readyville, readyville, readyville meal, I said get yourself to the readyville meal. Readyville, readyville, readyville meal, I said get yourself to the readyville meal. Billy.
You're listening to John Blankenship. I guess you know John Blankenship, don't you, Tommy?
Sure.
And friends, Avant Lane, Ken and Sarah Frizzell, Billy Yearwood, that's their band, do a great job every Saturday morning from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Have you been there yet?
No, I have not.
I cannot believe it. Absolutely gorgeous place. Their mill will be 200 years old next year.
Really?
Yes. And it's been completely refurbished, and Tom Brady did it, and he was able to save it, unlike the Browns mill that we lost a few years ago. And it is, the food is all made right there. It's a fully working grist mill, and it has become the most successful place, I believe, in Rutherford County. Well, people are coming from all over just to visit the mill and dine there on Saturday morning. And they're having weddings and everything else. So if you want to take a trip, or maybe just tell them you're coming, call 563-6455, or you can reach them on the internet, www.readyvillemeal.com. And you know, speaking of the old Browns Mill, which the city owned at the last time, I got to go over and meet with your architect that was there trying to save it. And Matthew Royal, who you knew, he and I actually went underneath the mill, and he showed us how all the beams were working and everything. He told us how successful he thought it was going to be. Within 2 weeks, the mill fell
over.
And I got to thinking, man, what if we had still been underneath there? We wouldn't have had a chance.
What about Nice's Mill? Was it ever there? Did you ever see Nice's Mill?
Yes, yes, yeah.
So, and where else do you recall where there were some? I know, we had
right here in town.
Red Hat.
Yeah.
What was the name of it? Was it Red Hat?
Well,
had a mill right there.
Yeah. And actually, there was four or five. I cannot think of the others right now.
Ransom Mill is over at the Manson Pike Trailhead of the Greenway.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you,
that's the one
you
I was trying to think of. Yeah.
The river bridges and then the race bridges is what I always remember when you go by Readable Mill, because you go over two little bridges there. One of them was where the race was, where the wheel was. Mm-hmm. And as you go to Nice's Mill, you can see the same thing, where they had diverted the channel to let the water run down the side where the wheel was, so it turned the wheel.
And all that, I presume that you guys are going to bring up in the bicentennial, because it back in the 200 years ago, I mean, we're talking about when electricity first started, and they made ice and all of those things.
We're going to provide the resources, and we want to let people do what they want to do to show and highlight what they have remember, and what part their folks played, or their business played, or their profession played in the bicentennial. We're not going to schedule it for them. We're going to ask them to do it themselves. And then when they need resources, we'll either have our parks
and they're unlimited, I guarantee you.
And the Convention Visitors Bureau or our Heritage Center to help us do that.
The month of June, our rivers, roads, rails, and trails. Of course, you can't have a mill without a river. And the focus on that, I think, really does lend itself to some good mill discussions tying in with the history. The Stones River Watershed Association has partnered with the Parks and Recreation Department for several years to do a boat day event at the Manson Pike Trailhead, adjacent to where Ransom Mill was, just right at that very site. And I know this year we've been talking about, in honor of the bicentennial, instead of in addition to what we have done in the past, adding a lot of different elements. And I think that would be a perfect opportunity for people to really see the historical significance of our rivers, as well as, I love Stones River in Murfreesboro. Mm-hmm. I think it is one of the things that just being in the middle of town, you can kayak down the Stones River and forget that, forget where you are. It feels like you're absolutely having an experience and outside of the city.
You know, it didn't originally start as Stones River. It's Stone River.
I did not know that.
Yeah, it's named after an individual back in
Uriah Stone.
That's exactly right.
I have heard that name, and I don't think I've ever picked up with that. That's interesting.
Well, the nice thing is you started 25 years ago reclaiming the river, and so today you have it as a recreational vehicle and a resource, which, you know, when we grew up, Truman's
all right. Okay. I've been called a whole lot worse than that.
The river wasn't a real pleasant place to go. Nobody took care of it. Actually,
You're exactly right.
It was a dumping ground. And I'm sure there were some people who felt kind of like I did when we went back and started to bring it back and clean it out, that we were wasting our time. But now we've found that it's really an exceptional amenity for the community, and as I say, many people come and visit and really enjoy our greenway.
Sure. And you know, we've been talking about greenways, and I think our citizens, most of our citizens are on board with the benefits of the greenway and really get out there and use it. One of the things that everyone will be hearing a lot more of is a blue way, almost an extension of that, but in terms of a river trail, getting out and paddling along the river, canoeing and kayaking, and having public access points at various points is something that, we're really looking towards the future. And I think there's some real tie-ins with our bicentennial in looking at that, kind of remembering where we were and where we're going. We kind of get back to our roots sometime. It's kind of funny that's one of our more popular recreational activities now is the things that people used to do because they had to.
That's pretty neat, because one of my boys loves to get out and canoe. And if you could get that started, I guarantee you'll have a river full of boats.
Absolutely.
So that's what people are dying for
now. It's a neat thing. You know, Rachel Singer out of our wilderness station that works out of Barfield, she does a lot of programs where she'll take kids and families on canoeing and kayaking trips and kind of expose them to it. But it's really growing in popularity here in town. There's a lot of people who get out. If you sit out maybe at, Walter Hill Dam, there's a lot of people who put in right there and just paddle down. It's really fun, though. It's a lot of fun.
Truman, let me mention a couple of other things on our bicentennial that we have. A lot of gatherings, plays people have put together, are going to bring back plays that have either spoken about some part of our history or some segment of our society. Christmas at Cannonsburg, or of course our Murfreesboro Christmas Parade, reception for our retired teachers, lecture on the history of Rutherford Hospital, Middle Tennessee Medical Center, the Chinese New Year, historic postcards of Murfreesboro, a Black History Quiz Bowl, Discovery Center's 25th birthday bash, and Seuss celebration. That's hard to say, but they're going to do that too. The weekly brown bag lunch lectures at the Heritage Center, our living history program that we'll have at the Stones River National Battlefield, a visit from President James Madison, which will be at City Hall and other venues, 200 years of fashion and faith. A lot going on that I think will be a lot of...
200 years of fashion and faith.
Fashion.
Is that all one together?
Well, it's two different ones that that we'll have. Church members are going to look at fashion during the month of faith that we look at. Mm-hmm. So I think that'll be fun. Of course, the Civil War, we're in the, sesquicentennial this year. And we've all know if it hadn't been for a railroad coming through Murfreesboro and Rutherford County, we probably wouldn't have had a battle here at Stones River because the Yankees were going down the railhead there. A Dixie Highway tour, all kinds of things at harvest days and other things that we'll have. And we want people to get ideas, and if they want us to help them, if you'll call the mayor's office, 849-2629, or get with our Parks and Rec or the Chamber of Commerce or our Heritage Center, we'll try to work with you to make sure you can plan a special event for your group.
Well, this is great. We've got a caller on the line. Caller, welcome aboard.
Hello, Truman. This is Mike Lorenz.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
I am fine, and you're talking about my old stomping grounds.
Yes, I know.
You may not remember, I'm sure you don't, you weren't around, but when you go across the old Manson Pike Bridge that used to be there, there was a little house right there on the edge. That was called the old Tollgate House. I lived in that when I was about 2 or 3 years old, and across the road from me lived Bill Wilson and Floyd Wilson. And he worked for the county at the time.
Right. Bill was the sheriff.
And I used to go to that old mill up there. It was a working mill, and when it rained, we'd get up underneath it in the race there, and we'd fish under there to stay out of the rain.
Wow.
And I can remember in 1944, they had such a rain around here that the water went in the second-story window of that mill, and covered the whole bridge down there. The only thing, you could barely see the top of it, and it stopped the trains from crossing the railroad track, the railroad bridge down there, because the water was so high. It was bouncing up over the top of that railroad bridge, and that was in 1944. Well, and the old pumping station that used to be down there, I used to fish with a guy named Bob Fulgham.
Yeah, I remember him well.
Yes, he ran the pumping station. And on that building, that pumping station, they had it marked up there how high it was. And if you ever saw that, you would swear that there's no way water could be that high in this area.
Well, the toll roads were pretty important because they were families and people who had to take care of them. They'd farm on the full-time and then take care of those toll roads to get people around when you...
They sat right on the side of the road so people couldn't get by.
Right.
And as far as the Civil War... Where I grew up was on, at that time, was Battleground Drive. There were trenches all around us. We used to shoot mini balls and slingshots like you would a rock. There was that many of them laying around up and through there. They were everywhere.
Right.
You were
and
sitting
where Martin
on the fortune.
Forest is, there used to be a big place there that was trenches. They were all over there. They were just bunches of them.
Well, we had Fortress Rosecrans here, and of course, people took the dirt and made fill out of it and leveled off their lots for many years. So, at Fortress, you know, fortunately, we still got Fortress Rosecrans and the Brandon Redoubt left.
Well, if you probably wouldn't, but it's somewhere in there. They had cannons down there across from the old armory and had cannonballs. People got to steal them; they had to take them down. And that we're talking about a long, long time ago. I've been around here longer than Truman's been around here.
Yeah, you're one of the few.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
That's right. But see, I was born in 1932.
Wow.
So I've seen a lot of changes in this town.
Sure have. You've seen a lot of additions.
I sure have. Well, I just thought I'd pass that about the Tollgate Bridge on the old Manson Pike. That's been many, many years ago.
Well, that's kind of a part of our history that, again, we want to celebrate those things. What got us here today, where we are, and certainly the toll roads and the mills and the blacksmiths and the farriers and the dairy, you know, the dairy industry. There was a lot here before we got here, and certainly town looked a lot different. Thanks so much for the call.
Okie dokie.
Thanks, Mike.
Bye.
Boys, people like Mike are the kind that you'll be looking for, and we have so many people that have a historical value to what you need. I mean, we're talking about Westview over there. I mean, that place over there was unbelievable because you had all the major businesses and
the school.
Everything was right there, and it was almost like it was kind of blue collar, but the people lived close to where they would work.
Well, and I remember Chancellor Whitney Stegall always said it wouldn't have been a Murfreesboro except that it was the county seat, and everybody came in on Saturday and sold their goods and services for the next week.
That's true.
That's what they did. They came around, brought their wagons in, brought everything they had that they had either made or had grown or produced, and that's why you had the square. I mean, that was your seat of government, and that became the market. We still have that market again today. So lots of things that have happened and transpired that really I think people can help us share during this 13 months of our bicentennial.
I would love to have been an entrepreneur back then where everybody was coming to the square, because the first thing I would have done was put a movie theater up there.
Is that right?
To babysit all the kids while mom and dad were over there shopping.
You know, I got the idea that movie theaters were there just because it could be air conditioned and people got a place to go to escape the heat.
Now, wait a minute. I don't remember air conditioning there. Maybe you did.
They were pretty nice.
Going to let you know that the last part of this show is brought to you by Stan McNabb Automotive, where they provide quality vehicles from Chevrolet, Dodge, Jeep, Ford, and Cadillac to the Murfreesboro, McMinnville, and Shelbyville, Tennessee area. Their large selection ensures that they have a vehicle for everyone, no matter what it is you're looking for. For a quality used car in Tullahoma, visit their dealership located at 2000 North Jackson Street. They have a large inventory of pre-owned cars, trucks, SUVs, and minivans to select from. And at Stan McNabb, what they have there that nobody else has, you have oil changes and tires for the life of that vehicle.
We make important choices in our lives every day. You owe it to yourself to make an informed decision about where to receive cancer treatment. The Cancer Center at Middle Tennessee Medical Center offers the area's only accredited program. That means it meets the high standards set by the Commission on Cancer. We consider it a blessing to provide you with the very best care available. To locate an MTMC physician, call 284-LIFE. Why choose any place else?
Hi, I'm Steve Forbes, and I would like to invite you to join me at the Get Motivated Business Seminar on Monday, October 17th, for a day you'll never forget. I will be speaking live and in person, along with world-famous soldier statesman General Colin Powell, America's favorite comedian Bill Cosby, America's mayor Rudy Giuliani, internationally acclaimed investing expert Mary Buffett, legendary Notre Dame football coach Lou Holtz, plus revered CEO of Southwest Airlines Howard Putnam, and star subject of the blockbuster film The Pursuit of Happiness, Christopher Gardner. You'll learn leadership strategies, business skills, time management, and much, much more. That's Monday, October 17th at the Bridgestone Arena. It's only $9.95 for you and your whole office to attend if you call now. Not per person, but $9.95 for everyone. Call 1-800-318-3092. That's 1-800-318-3092. Or go to GetMotivatedNashville.com. I'll be there. I want to see you there, too.
It's time. Catch the energy. Blue Raider College football.
Don't miss the Blue Raiders homecoming game against in-state rival the Memphis Tigers on Saturday, October 1st. Come early for the Centennial Homecoming Parade at noon and the mixer that follows. While you're there, pick up your tickets and t-shirt for the blackout game on October 6th. Tickets are on sale now.
Visit GoBlueRaiders.com or call 1-888-YES-MTSU. Tackle boredom. Catch the energy. Go Blue Raiders.
The Truman Show now continues on the voice of Rutherford County, WGNS, AM and FM.
Well, we're back with them again. And one thing that we haven't brought up, and we're talking about parks and recreation, is all the great things that you guys do for the kids. I mean, when I first started, we were the first ones to play competitive baseball as far as Little League, and I believe it was in 1950, and it was at training school, which was at the back of the school. So really there wasn't a park of their own. But that has... Yeah, Tommy.
We played Little League over there where, I guess it's beside the Murfreesboro Athletic Club. When I was a kid, there was a field there, and there were lights. And Ray,
you're talking
Duffy,
about Grantland Rice?
Grantland Rice, mm-hmm. I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
And Ray Duffy was my coach that, mm-hmm. that we had the White Sox,
I
believe.
A terrible ballpark. It was terrible. It rocks all over the infield.
It was.
Yeah, I had all kinds of injuries. We had a great time. So, yeah. We really did.
It made you stronger.
But I can tell you, it was one of the most fun times in the world to grow up because just like you guys are doing, they would take care of us. They would make sure that we had the best of what there was to offer at the time, and they would work with us. It seemed like they had no time of their own because they were going to make sure that the kids were
having
a great time.
And the ball fields at Oakland's,
yeah, right.
And then the pool that
right.
was there.
You know, the neat thing that you get to see working in, you know, this department is a lot of kids that get involved at such a young age when they mm-hmm. start coming to our camps, you know, 6, 7, 8 years old.
Oh, yeah.
Then all of a sudden they're, you know, 15 years old, and it's just amazing mm-hmm. how it goes like that. You know, I know from my perspective, I've been here for 10 years and seen kids grow up, and then we hire them as lifeguards and that type of mm-hmm. stuff. It's a neat thing how they get involved, and then it's valued to them at a small age, and we hope we can continue that as they get older and keep on utilizing the park system.
Well, you do a great job, and I know the NBA, I have a grandson who's playing there, and I'm helping coach my son, helping him coach one of the teams, and we've been active with that for about 4 years. It started with T-ball and then go on up.
Right.
I mean, it's such a great program, and the things that the kids are able to receive, they're going to have that for their whole lives.
Yeah, talking about the competitive leagues, Thomas Layers, our athletic superintendent, and he mm-hmm. does a great job. I know all of our leagues are growing at a rate, but it's good. It's good quality program. The best ever, the most ever. It's just mm-hmm. growing, blossoming. It's a great program.
Well, economically it helps too. As many yeah. of you know, our soccer, Murfreesboro Soccer mm-hmm. Club and the Parks and Rec and the Chamber of Commerce came together this year and had a regional soccer event that was over 7 or 8 days. I mean, it was huge. I can't remember how many teams came in. But with the soccer and people who will play soccer, and which is almost a lifetime sport, certainly, that you can play a long time.
What was amazing about that tournament was it was happening over my anniversary, and my wife and I went to Franklin, and hotels were booked up in town from that tournament that people were staying in Franklin for this tournament. Everything around here was booked up so much. And the restaurants were full and everything all the way out to Franklin.
Wilson, you know, Davidson, Williamson, and Rutherford counties were full. For that regional, that's the biggest tournament yeah. that they have, are those three regionals once a year. We were lucky enough to have that.
Well, this is one of the few areas that can take that many people in and provide all the venues for
them. Well, and you can get around, too.
Right.
I mean, you know, you go to a much larger venue, and it's harder, it's more expensive.
Safer.
It's just a good place to be.
You know, I go to Panama City quite a bit, and they have a place down there where they hold national tournaments off of Highway 98 just out of Panama City. But their park isn't near as nice as ours, I don't think. And I think, don't we have almost all of the state tournaments here except for maybe one now? I mean, we used to have just about every one of them.
Well, we have the Spring Fling.
Right.
And we have the basketball for boys and girls. The golf mm-hmm. has moved over to Manchester. The Willow Creek has gone mm-hmm. over there, I believe. The tennis is still part of Spring Fling track and that kind of thing. And then football has gone to Cookeville. Mm-hmm. So we've got every venue that you can have, except where there's been some exceptional differences and where people have gone to other places too. But I think we've set the standard.
Oh, there's no doubt about it.
What's really neat to see is when people come in for these, you know, tournaments, we have other things for them to do. And mm-hmm. I know when that soccer tournament was here, the outdoor pool, the newly renovated outdoor pool at SportsCom, was just mm-hmm. completely full every day, and it is pretty much on top of that. But it brought in that many more people because, you know, the little brothers and little sisters can come over in between games and swim for a few dollars.
And their opening ceremony was at Tennessee Miller Coliseum, and they had almost 7,000 people.
Wow. Amazing.
Yeah. 7,000 people at Tennessee Miller. So that's another exceptional facility that we have, and the equine and the horse business has certainly been great in Middle Tennessee too.
And you guys, y'all work hard to make sure that people are comfortable when they come here, and they have all the advantages when you come into place. Like, a lot of them will use this maybe as their vacation spot, and all the things that you have to offer here, you're not going to find. And plus, the friendliness of the people. I know Murfreesboro is one of these places that they don't have to work hard on being nice to people, because that's just the way they are.
Right. I had a fine moment not too long ago. I was having a bit of a staycation with some friends over at Embassy Suites, and we were downstairs having breakfast, making our plans for the day, and one of the folks that worked there overheard us making plans and came over and suggested that I visit the Greenway. And it just made me so proud, because, of course, he assumed that I was from out of town, because a reasonable person might have been. And, you know, I just smiled and thanked him. But it really did kind of make me feel good that, that you know, I kind of felt like I was a little bit full circle there.
Now, we're still working on the Greenway, right?
We
still have some more to do.
I think we'll always have some more to do. There are so many different possibilities. The extension of the Stones River Greenway heading south to connect from Old Fort Park to Barfield Crescent Park is a four-phase project, and we have completed three of those. We'll make that final connection here in a couple of years, and that's wonderful. We've got some connections to make to the north. And I think that, you know, one of the things that makes a greenway is the connectivity.
Mm-hmm.
And the more people that we can get on the trail instead of in their car, I just think it's serving a lot of different purposes, from as a transportation corridor, the recreational aspects, the fitness, wellness things that it will do for you to be outside and moving around that way. There's a lot of very positive things about our Greenway system.
How long is it now from one point to the other? What's the farthest that you could go on the Greenway? What would be the mileage?
We just completed our 11th mile.
So if you
want to get back to your car, that's 22.
I've taken the bicycle from the Thompson Lane trailhead all the way out to Barfield, so it's 11 miles, and you turn around and go back 11
miles. Oh, you went back?
On bicycle. Yes, I did. And you can see a lot of different things out there, too. Absolutely wonderful. Bridges and going over and being close to the river, it's really good.
If you really want to see a lot of wildlife, pick a time when there's not a lot of people out there. And you would be surprised at what you can see on the river.
Right.
It's amazing. And they're not distracted when it's just you out there, or maybe one or two people, if you be real quiet. It's really a great place to go and just let your mind just kind of wander.
Really is.
The central hub of the Greenway now has become Old Fort Park, and just this next week we are going to be cutting the ribbon on a new project there. There's a stream restoration and water quality demonstration area there that is just absolutely fantastic. And we had mentioned earlier in the show the partnerships between city departments. That's something that the stormwater fees that have been collected through the water and sewer department have gone to fund that restoration project, and it's kind of interesting. I took a call just a couple of days ago from a future bride who said that was the most beautiful place in Murfreesboro, and that's where she wanted to get married. So I called the folks over at Water and Sewer Department, and I said, I bet you guys don't get a lot of requests for wedding venues.
At the water?
Right. But, you know.
Yes, I used to know the Water and Sewer Department quite well.
That's right.
Is there anything that we've missed, Tommy, that maybe we need to bring up, because we're right at the very end.
I'd like for people, if they want to participate or find out more, then go to the website, murfreesborotn.gov, or they can call the mayor's office, 849-2629, and get all the information. And actually, we'll try to pair them up with folks who are working in their particular theme or whatever they want to do. Or if they have suggestions, sometime we'll have to have a commemoration. We've got a coin now that's available out at our gift shop at Convention Visitors Bureau. So anything anybody wants to know, if they want to call the mayor's office, 849-2629, that's great.
Be sure and do that, because I think everyone wants to be a part of history. They want their families to be noted in the historical register. And every one of you out there that's listening now, you have a story to tell. Don't let that go by and never be brought back again. So call the mayor's office and make sure that you're able to put your part of history in. We'll see you tomorrow at 2.
Thanks, Truman.
Great job.